Why is the Gorecystem surgery done under local anesthesia and why not under general anesthesia? This is a very important question distinguishing my system surgery from other traditional surgeries. Other traditional surgeries are done where the decision to operate is based on analysis of the patient's narration and imaging alone. The thinking of the surgeon stops at the stage of imaging. There is no further analysis of the symptoms, and therefore there are likely to be higher chances of failure because inherently the images and the symptoms of the patients do not match in 30% of the cases. The images may look normal, but a patient is suffering, and the images may look abnormal and the patient doesn't have any pain whatsoever. In patients who have symptoms and who need surgery, operating them under local anesthesia have several advantages. The first and the most important advantage is the diagnosis is not based on images alone, and the decision to operate also is not based on images alone. We go a step further than the images and we are able to see what is causing the pain. When I put my scope in the back, I am able to see what is causing the pain. This is published under the heading of in vivo visualization of the pain generators in the lumbar spine. And this is a paradigm shift in the thinking in spine surgery. What we have achieved over last several years is that instead of going ahead with the dumb images which do not tell you anything and attaching undue meaning to the images, we can put a scope in the back and look at the problem which is causing the pain. If the problem is severe enough and the symptoms are debilitating, then the advantage is you are able to get a feedback from the patient when you are looking at the pathology and probing the pathology to confirm the origin of the pain. Doing it under local anesthesia also adds a very, very important dimension to the surgery in that the surgery, even at advanced age, and as all of us know, in today's world where patients may have diabetes, cardiac problems, hypertension, and many other medical issues which sometimes make surgery under general anesthesia impossible. There have been several patients which we have treated who have been told that you have to live with this pain or the surgery would be so risky that you have a risk of dying during surgery. This is not a part of our surgery. We can operate patients without the risk to life, and we don't want anyone to live with the pain. We can relieve the pain very, very precisely.